Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we love you, we magnify your name, we extol your name. We thank you for another wonderful opportunity to be present here, to worship you together with my brethren, and also, Lord, to have fellowship with you. King of glory, I thank you for your manifested presence that is guaranteed here today. Lord Jesus, as many of us have come here with problems, they will not go back with the same problem. Lord, you give them relief. You give them solution. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we exalt your name, O Lord. Magnify yourself, O Lord. Father, confirm your word, O Lord, with signs following. In the name of Jesus. Father, I come against every spirit of distraction. Ask, O Lord, you have preeminence. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. The title of the message is Amazing. God so far and God so near. We are going to talk about the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I don't know what you think about Jesus. To some people, Jesus was just a man, a religious man, a Jew, and he was kind-hearted. He was also a prophet, could predict about some things. That's all you know about Jesus. So say, so Christ is God. And then some people get confused. But you always pray to the Father. How come that he is God at the same time? By the grace of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I believe clarity for understanding will come to every one of us today in the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to talk about the mighty power of God. How is so great, so high, unapproachable, and yet so near, so friendly. And it's even our brother. Wonderful. Praise God. Amen. We're going to start with a song. And that song has to do with the message, Oh Lord my God. When I in awesome wonder and consider all the works thy hands have made, when I see the stars. Please, let's have the song. Let's have the song.
Oh Lord, my God.
Hallelujah.
See the
Savior God to thee, how great, how wild, how great, how wild. Then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. And hear the brood gentle breeze that sees my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And see my soul, my Savior God to thee. Amen. That song talks about the glory of God, the magnitude of God's universe. When I look at the stars, when I see the sun, I see the moon, I see all that God has created, I can but say, Lord, thou art great. Amen. So we're going to talk about the attributes of God. What are attributes? God's attributes are foundational beliefs about who he is and what he is to us and what he is from the scriptures. There are some transferable attributes. There are some that are non-transferable. One of such attributes that is not transferable is God's omnipotence. The Almighty, he is all powerful. Amen? His power is unlimited. He does anything he wills. He's the sovereign God. Another is his omniscience. That is, he is all knowing. He's all knowing. He can't transfer that to you. Even though you are a beloved son and daughter of God, you may have a glimpse of it through the gift of prophecy, but certainly that is non-transferable. He is omniscient. He is omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's here now. And he's over there in Lagos, in Japan, in Los Angeles. The Lord is there. Amen. A very present help in time of need. He's not so, he's so far and yet so near. That's the mystery of redemption. That's what we're going to talk about. He's eternal. He's sovereign. He's everything and he's immutable. Immutable is saying that he doesn't change. He doesn't change. He knows the end from the beginning. Some people think that God should change because we're in the 21st century. I say, God, is changed God. Is he not a modern God? Does he not know we're in the 21st century? Oh my God. You talking about my God like that? God, he knows the end from the beginning, so he's not taken by surprise. He knows what you will be doing at this time. He knows about the technological breakthroughs of this time. He knows everything. And he knows about your problems too. He knows about your challenges. And if you look unto him, he will help you. In Jesus' name. So all these qualities of God, like I've said, they are not transferable. There are other ones anyway. He is gracious. That one is transferable to some extent to his children. And he wants us to be gracious as well. He is merciful. He wants us to be merciful too. He is righteous. And in fact, he has given us the gift of righteousness. He is patient. He wants us to be patient. He is holy. He is faithful. He is loving. He is just. And he is truthful. He wants us to have these qualities. When we have this quality, we become partakers of the divine nature. Amen. We become more like God because he's our Father. Yes, those are the qualities that make us to become like him. Amen. Actually, every child of God should have that goal of becoming Christ-like and sharing in some of these attributes so that we resemble our Father. Amen. There are, however, two major attributes I want to talk about. the transcendence of God and the immanence of God. Transcendence is just like the omnipotence of God. I want to talk about that. It comes from a Latin preface, trans, meaning beyond. And the word scandal, which means to climb, beyond climbing. Transcendent, therefore, means gone beyond ordinary limitations. God is above all creation. God exists totally apart from his creation. He does not depend on us, but we depend on him. God is holy above all and beyond all. God is incomprehensible. Have you known so much of God and think, oh, you can size him up? No. God is incomprehensible. God is all-seeing, all-knowing, and almighty. He's the only potentate. Amen. That's another word King James used, the only potentate. They believe that God is self-existent and is not part of this present world. We know, and cannot be fully grasped by any human being. The only potentate. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 15. He's the only potentate. And if you look closely at that scripture, it's talking about Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's read Isaiah 55, 8 to 9. Let's see something about our God there. Isaiah 55, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That's God Almighty, the supreme monarch of the universe, is talking. His thoughts are not your thoughts, neither his ways your ways. So God is awesome. Amen. There's another scripture we'll read. Exodus 33, verse 20. Exodus 33, verse 20, when Moses had an encounter with God. This is what God told him. Verse 20. And he said, thou cannot see my face. That's God telling Moses. You cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. That's God Almighty, who is a spirit, talking. Amen? So you can see our God is highly exalted above all creation. 1 Timothy 6, 14 to 16. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 14 to 16. Let's read it. Verse 14. That thou keep his commandments without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15. Who is time he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. That scripture is talking about Jesus Christ. Amen? He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who only had immortality dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Hallelujah. In Genesis 1, we see God revealed as the omnipotent God. He created the whole universe from nothing, spoke everything to existence. God is seen as the transcendent one, as he exists in the beginning, above and beyond the universe. He is also seen as eternal, as he exists before all things. Psalm 113, 4 to 6 also says this. For the Lord is high above the nations. His glory is higher than the heavens. Who can be compared with our God? Who is enthroned on high? He stoops to look down on heaven and on earth. Think about that. He stoops to look down upon heaven and of earth. That's our God. Amen. Psalm 19 verse 1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Let me tell you a little glimpse about God's handiwork. The observable universe is about 93 billion light years across. A light year is the distance light travels in one earth year. And one light year is about 6 trillion miles. And light is the fastest thing in the universe, traveling at a speed of 186,000 miles per second. Light. Stars are found in large groups called galaxies. My God, he made them all. A galaxy can have millions or even billions of stars. Stars. When you come out in the dark night, on a clear dark night, and you look at the heavens, you see the glory of God indeed. Amen. Try to do that today. I pray the weather will be clear. You have the foretaste of what we are really talking about. I'm not an astronomer, but you see, these are facts from astronomy. The sun that is unapproachable, and in fact, we don't want the earth to get so close to it. We don't want to be scorched. The sun that we know, we all know, we can relate to the sun. Which is the star? It's a star, the sun. The sun is a star at the center of our solar system. Praise God. And it's about 94 million miles away from us. That is from the earth. The sun that we can easily see is a star. The other stars. God is awesome. What is profoundly amazing is that the one who holds the galaxies together by his power and by his might, the one who is beyond our imagination, is also the lover of our souls. Amen. And ever so near to us. That brings us to God's immanence. That God that is unapproachable, whom no man can see, and if anybody will see, he will die. But decided to come down to this earth. Amen. Jeremiah 23, verse 23 to 24 is what it says. Am I a God at hand, said the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, said the Lord? Do I not fill the heaven and the earth, said the Lord? That's God. He fills the heaven and the earth. The transcendent God who cannot be approached or seen in essence or being became immanent, became close to us, came down in form of a man. The same God in the person of Jesus Christ. Amen. God's immanence is a beautiful picture of God's relationship with his word, in which he does indeed care about even the smallest concerns on earth. God so far and yet so near. Amen. Matthew 10, verse 30 to 31. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Sparrows are little birds. You can find in the backyard, and they are like worthless birds because they are very small. They are not so beautiful and all that. But God cares about them. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God? He takes care of the sparrow. If God can take care of the sparrow, what about you that he has created in his own image? Wonderful. Even cares about the hair of your head. So think about it. So here is the bridge. Jesus Christ, the bridge. God so far has become so near. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. Can you see it now? God Almighty, who cannot be seen ordinarily, God Almighty, who cannot be approached ordinarily, decided to come down. God who cannot be killed, God who's a spirit and cannot be killed, he decided to come as a human being. And that's Jesus Christ for you. So Jesus Christ is true God and true man. Amen? Yes. His Father testified of him. Hebrews 1:1-2. God who has sundry times and a diverse manner spoke in the last time, in the time past, unto the fathers by the prophets, had in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom he made the worlds. God Almighty, who cannot die or be killed, became man so that he could redeem us to himself. This is the hidden mystery of redemption. That's why people don't really know about God's love. How the Lord, God's love is unfathomable. We can't really describe it. God who created the whole universe, all the galaxies and billions of stars, is the same one who now came as a human being, and he came from the poorest of places. He was born in a manger, but he brought the light of God to mankind. Praise the Lord. That's my God. We that were darkness, that's not a mystic. We were darkness. If you read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. We're not only in darkness, we were darkness. Read it yourself. Ephesians 5, verse 8. We that were darkness and in darkness have been made light in Christ Jesus. Amen. Yes. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. We that were without hope and enemies of God have now got hope and are now friends of God because of what Jesus did. Amen? We have been reconciled back to God and are now ambassadors of Christ. What a privilege. We that were strangers to God are now citizens of the kingdom of God. Amen? Colossians 1:21-22. We have now become God's dwelling place. God now takes residence in us. God is not far away living in some temples. No, it's in you if you have believed in Christ Jesus. If you are listening to me and you have not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, please do. What a wonderful moment to acknowledge the Lordship of Jesus Christ over your life. All you need to do is to repent, acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord indeed, and he died in your place, and ask him to forgive all your sins and make you a child of God. Accept the Lordship of Jesus Christ today. We are now the temple of God. God now dwells in us. See Colossians 1:21. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. Amen. I can proudly say God is my Father. Can you say that confidently? Yes, God is my Father. If you are here, you cannot say God is your Father. Please surrender your heart to Jesus. We dwell in God and God dwells in us. We are now seated together in heaven places with Christ Jesus, far above principalities and powers of darkness. Amen? What a privilege. Christ Jesus has become our brother and our friend. He has come down so low. And he's in us. He's now our friend. If you love him, if you obey him, if you obey his command, you become his friend. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is now so close to us and is the father of the fatherless. Is there any young person here? You are fatherless or you are listening online. You are fatherless. You think that all hope is lost. God is your father. If you give your heart to Jesus, you become your father. He will care for you as a father will care. Much more than a father will care for you. Amen. He is the husband of the widow. There are some people who are widowed. Husband no more. And they seem forsaken and forgotten. But Jesus remains the husband of the widow. Catch that promise. He will never forsake you. And he cares so much about widows and orphans. God cares so much about them that anybody who offends them is like that person. You know, is due for judgment. So God cares. He really cares. He's touched with the feelings of our infirmities and is now our advocate. He stands between us, Father, and he comforts us. He's our comforter. He is a very present help in time of need. Anytime you are in need, he's right there for you. You can see the wonderful testimony we heard today. God has been there for each and every one of us. And will continue to be there. Because he said it, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Praise the Lord. Until the end of the age. Yes. Until he comes to take us home, he will ever be there. That gives us confidence that the Lord is so wonderful and loving and kind. Amen. Let's read a passage that talks about what God has actually done for us in redemption. Ephesians chapter 2, 1 to 22. We are going to take time to read it. Just know your position in Christ. Please, we're going to read, yes, Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 1 to 22. We're going to dwell on it and you meditate upon it. And you had he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Verse 5. Even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. Amen. Hallelujah. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 8, verse 7. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Verse 8. For by grace are ye saved. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And had and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Verse 9. Not by works, lest any man should boast. Praise the Lord. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcised by which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of the promise, having no hope and without God in this world. That's how we were. But he found us. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 14. For he is our peace. Do you lack peace? Jesus Christ will become your peace when you give your heart to him. Who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Hallelujah. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinances. For to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Verse 16, 17. And came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. Praise the Lord. Are we tired? No. The word of God is honey, is food. Verse 18. For through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. In whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Amen. I want to read another passage for you, Colossians 1, 16 to 17. It's important you know this about Jesus and what he has done for us. Colossians 1, 16 to 17. Verse 16. For by him, that's Jesus, were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Hallelujah. Including you, including me. I was created for his own pleasure. I don't know about you. You need to surrender your heart to enjoy these benefits of the commonwealth of the children of God. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. That's Jesus for you. Amen. That is the reason why Jesus' name is the greatest of all names. In heaven, on earth, and underneath the earth. Praise the Lord. That is why whatever we do in word or deed, we should do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:17. That is why demons and even evil spirits are cast out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Mark 16:15 to 18. That is why also in baptism, we are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Something, there's confusion between what Jesus said and that. There's no confusion. There's only a revelation. Amen. Jesus Christ said, go baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But remember, read it very well. It didn't say names. It talked about name. The name that unites the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you see who Jesus really is now? You don't have to compare him to a celebrity. It's an insult to do so. Hence, Peter on the day of Pentecost, he said this in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Peter didn't make a mistake. The apostle didn't make a mistake. They only had revelation that through the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, some people want to dedicate babies. They want to dedicate houses. Want to dedicate anything on an occasion. See, they repeat the title, in name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. If you know the name, use the name. The name is Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, if you never understood it before, today I pray that you understand it. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 5, 7 to 12. Verse 7 and verse 12. Let's read it. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. For there are three that bear witness in earth, the spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. Verse 11. And this is the record that God has given us eternal life. Amen. And this life is in his Son. He that had his Son had life, and he that had not the Son of God had not life. Can you see there? If you have Jesus, you have both the Father and the Son. But if you claim to have the Father, you don't have the Son, I'm sorry for you. If you have the Son, you have both the Father and the Son. Can you see that in Jesus is the express image of the invisible God? Amen. God is awesome. And we know that the Son of God, verse 20, and we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. What else can be clearer than that? Be assured, my brothers and my sisters, that the God who created the whole universe with all the billions and millions of galaxies, all the suns, all the stars, he is the one who created you in his own image. He did not create the sun in his own image. He did not create the bird in his own image. He did not create any animal in his own image. But you are unique and special. Amen. That is why you should get reconciled to him, because he loves you and love is reciprocal. He first loved you. While we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. All we need to do is just to return the glory to him and accept his lordship. That's it. That's all we need to do. Amen. Amen. The Lord is good. He will never leave you and he will never forsake you. I can assure you, if you give your life to Christ Jesus, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Please, put up the last song. We are rounding up now. Those of you who are here and those who are listening online, please just know we have come to exalt the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today. We have come to lift Jesus up in his rightful place as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. And that's who he is. Even though he's so close to you that he can call you brother, oh, he still remains the same God who is unapproachable to those who don't know him. But who have known him, he has come to dwell in us. You don't need to travel far to go and see God. He's right there inside of you. Amen. Christ in you, the hope of glory. What is it that is troubling you, my brother, my sister? Is it loneliness? I don't know. A kind of loneliness that only you understand. But I want to tell you, the all-knowing God, omniscient God, he knows about your problem. Is it hardship of any type? Mountains unmovable? Wow. Jesus is specialist in moving mountains. Is it an addiction? Some people get addicted. I was talking to somebody, was it today or even yesterday? And he is fond of smoking. I said, can you ever do without it? He said, no. I said, way back when I was just about 7, 8, 9 years old, Oh my God, I'm now 60-something years old. However, Jesus Christ specializes in things that are thought impossible. One would think such habits can never be broken. I've heard testimonies, I've read a testimony, and I know that God can deliver anybody from such bondages. Is it alcohol? Is it drugs? God can deliver you. Is it sickness? God can deliver you. Is it depression? God can give you, raise you out of the donkey. Financial difficulties, persecutions, challenges you cannot even name to anybody, can't say to somebody. But you know it, and God knows about it too. All those ones, please lay them down at the feet of Jesus. Jesus says in Matthew 11, 48, say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You have problems. Come, lay them at the feet of Jesus. Amen? Is it unbelief? Have faith in God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Is it weakness? You are just weak in the faith. God will restore you today in the name of Jesus. Have you suffered loss? Is there grief that you are carrying? The burden of sorrow, discouragement, even troubled marriage? Some people are single and they are finding it difficult to get their life partners. Lord will make a way for you in the name of Jesus. So I'm giving an utter call because I've come to tell you about Jesus that is so great, so high, and he has become so low. That is the Almighty God we're talking about. Please put up the song. That's the Almighty God we're talking about. He that is so mighty and created the whole universe, he will come down to your level and deliver you. Praise the Lord. There is this song, I don't know, let's wait for it, but this is what it says. Say, there is no problem too big God cannot solve. There is no mountain too tall he cannot move it. There is no storm too dark God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep he cannot soothe it. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my brother, that he will carry you through. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my sister, he will carry you too. Amen. Yes, please raise the volume. Why this song is going on? You have a problem, please come around. Problem you think that are unsolvable. Mountains you think that are unmovable. Please come, we are going to pray for you. Whatever the nature of the problem. And before you come out, if you have not given your life to Jesus, what a wonderful moment. Acknowledge you are a sinner. Ask Jesus, say, Lord, I am a sinner. Have mercy on me. When you come to him in simple faith, he will forgive you. He make you a brand new creature. That's the love of God in action. Please come out if you have any prayer requests. We are going to pray. I told you about an awesome God. There is nothing too hard for him to do. He's more than able to solve that your problem. Remember, God works on principles. He that asketh, receiveth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If you seek, you will find. No problem too big. No mountain too tall. No car. weight of the world upon his shoulder. Know, my brother, that he will carry you. Carry the weight of the world upon his shoulder. I know, my sister, that he we carry you through.
Yes, you are bringing that problem not to me. Please recognize that. But to the Lord Jesus Christ, who specializes in this thought impossible.
Yes, what is it?
Do you want to mention it, or you may not even mention it? Your brother. Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our sister, brother. He has problem along with his family. We are asking for peace. Peace of God that passes all understanding. Because we know you are the Prince of Peace. Give that family peace in the name of Jesus. And let there be a testimony to your praise and glory. In Jesus' name, it is well. Yes, my sister. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for my sister, your daughter. Lord, she's going for an Olo, an appointment. Father, very soon. And we're asking that favor we go with her in the name of Jesus. Everything will work for your good. Say the Lord God, behold, I love you and I've died for you. Is it this that is too much for me to do? Say the Lord, I'll do it for you. And my name shall be glorified. It is well with your son. Lord, visit the son with true and genuine salvation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Jesus' name. Yes, my sister.
I'm bleeding for my eyes.
Oh, your eyes. Yes, there is nothing too hard. We're talking about the God of the whole universe. My Lord and my God, we are asking for healing, oh Lord. For our sister's eyes in the name of Jesus. By the anointing, every yoke is destroyed. Father, every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of blindness, I cast out in the name of Jesus Christ. Rabashira makurima senda yarao karabashira. Receive healing. Receive healing in the name of Jesus. Whom the son of man set free is free indeed. You are healed in the name of Jesus. It is well. Okay for her. Okay. Yes, my sister. God bless you.
Yeah, I just come down from the great healing. I've got I want total healing from blood pressure and dizziness. And my grandson that is in India for leukemia. For God to heal us.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank for your daughter. Lord, that which you have started, O Lord, complete it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Your word tells me you are the healer.
Yes.
Lord, Father, by the stripes of Jesus, she was healed.
Yes,
Father, of sickness, of high blood pressure, whatever kind of disease.
Yes.
Father, make everything normal. Send forth your angels and normalize everything in her system.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
The grandson who is having leukemia.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, you have healed people before.
Yes.
Father, we have talked about a big God today. Lord, prove yourself mighty in this case and let all glory be ascribed unto you, O God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, the Lord has done it. Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, your daughter needs divine intervention in the area of thoughts. Her thoughts don't need to wander because you are her God, a very present help in time of need. Lord, intervene in that area. She needs you in the name of Jesus. And let all glory and let all honor be ascribed unto you, Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Remember, the Lord is a very present help in time of need. He has done it.
If you believe he has done it, clap for Jesus. Father, I thank you. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. Father, we ask, oh Lord, that all the glory be ascribed unto you. Father, these ones that have received healing, even those online, Father, who are so stretching for their hand to receive healing and deliverance, let it be so for them in the name of Jesus. Because you are not a God, a Father that cannot be a God near. You are so near, oh God. Father, prove yourself near unto them. Oh, and answer their heart cry. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.